American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. You're listening to our Fall Share-a-thon last day. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today's the last day, 3 days of Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. So it's time for you people who procrastinate, and you know who you are, to make a gift to American Family Radio today, because we want to count it in on our total amount raised during this Share-a-thon. Our goal, I don't know if we ever stated a real goal, but my goal in my mind is $2 million or more to help us here at American Family Radio. That's what we did last spring, so certainly don't want to go backwards. And so that's, right now we're at $1.5 million, somewhere between $1.5 and $1.6 million raised during our 3 days here at American Family Radio. And you might say, Tim, wow, that's enough money to last you a couple of years, isn't it? 184 radio stations, folks, that we have to keep on the air operating. That includes equipment, engineering, satellite time, our news team, our broadcasters. It's all very expensive when you put everything into perspective. You don't want to see what I have to see, okay, in terms of how much it costs to run this ministry. That's why we have to have you. We can count on you because it's listener-supported Christian radio. Well, good morning again. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. And I just wanted to say, you know, your comments about people belonging to the Procrastinators Club, I'd like to say more about this, but I think I'll just wait till tomorrow.
I thought you were going to say, but you were late with your dues.
No.
Procrastinators Club of America, we're calling all you folks to get rid of your bad habits and make your gift to American Family Radio right now. Walker Wildman's with us. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
And Walker, tell us, are we going to have our Facebook page going today during the show?
We are. We're going to be live streaming on Facebook. So if you want to watch Share-a-thon, watch the show, you can actually see folks answering calls behind us here in the studio. So you can watch the show on Facebook. That's on the Today's Issues Facebook page. And you can find out the phone number to call in and the website, AFR.net. All that information on the show will be on the Today's Issues page.
Fred Jackson, good morning, Fred.
Good morning. Good to be with you again.
News director for American Family Radio News and OneNewsNow.com. And, okay, Fred, without looking, you're the news director for OneNewsNow.com. What's on the front page? Can't look. You got to know. You're the news director. What's on the front page of OneNewsNow.com?
Many, many stories.
Wow. Good answer.
They're probably, well, he's been over here. They probably are putting stories up even as we speak.
All right, Fred, I'm going to let you cheat here. The reason I bring this up, folks, this is one of the things we do. When you give to American Family Radio, you're helping to provide us with the ability to bring news to you, news and information that Fred and his team work on every day. Okay, Fred, I'm going to let you cheat here. Here's what your people are doing while you're away. They're posting. We are going to talk about this big story involving.
Well, that's one side of the stories. That's Attorney General Jeff Sessions appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, and the report that we have on the front there is that he's calling on Sessions to move on the Mueller's Russia probe. Many Republicans and others have said that enough is enough. The Mueller investigation needs to wrap up. They've had months looking at the allegations of Russian involvement in the election campaign, and of course that has morphed into something else, the allegations of collusion with the Trump camp during the election campaign. And many people think it's time. It's got to end. Wrap it up. Show us what evidence you found. Show us what you found, and let's move on.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're going to be talking about what's in the news in just a minute, but let me set the table for us during the Share-a-thon hour and a half, that we're 2 hours, I guess, we're going to be on the air. Ed, why don't you do that? Challenge our listeners. Tell them the stuff that we have to send them if they will give to AFR.
Well, first of all, the number to call if you want to give to our Share-a-thon efforts, this is our Proclaiming God's Faithfulness Fall Share-a-thon. This is the last day, folks. So all kidding aside, procrastination just isn't going to get it. Here's the number to call, 877-616-2396. The number to call, 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at AFR.net. Now, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a pack of 10 of our green Christmas wristbands. They say, keep Christ in Christmas. It's a great message, very attractive, white lettering on a green background. We have two crosses in red, so you have the red, white, and green kind of Christmas color scheme there. Now, for a monthly gift of $30 or more, and we do try to encourage people, if you can give monthly, that just helps us budget more accurately. But for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you get not only the Christmas wristbands, but you also get an award-winning kids DVD, Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3, The Courageous Scaredy Cat. Now, you may listen to that as an adult and say, well, that doesn't sound very engaging. It is for kids. I know my grandkids love all three of the first three episodes of Ryan DeFrady's, but this is an award-winning episode. We're continuing to produce. We're going to have an entire season of 13 episodes. I think they're in post-production, up episode number 8 or 9 at this point. But we will send you those two items, the pack of Christmas wristbands and Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent Episode 3.
Children's DVD.
It is. It's a children's DVD, and it's funny, but it has good moral messages, and we just thought, at AFR, American Family Studios, we don't want to just curse the darkness. We want to light a candle. So these have good, strong Christian messages and good morals. They teach family values as well. So this is something that folks, you can get for your kids or your grandkids, you can buy more.
So for how much money are you talking about?
Well, that's for a monthly gift of $30 or more. They get the pack of 10 Christmas wristbands and the Ryan DeFrady's DVD.
All right. Awesome. Well, there you go. And those Christmas wristbands are keeping Christ in Christmas is what they say. And you're going to get people asking you for those wristbands, and that's going to give you a chance to witness and to take the wristband off and hand it to somebody who asks you about them.
Wear them and share them.
Amen. Wear them and share them. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Walker, let me give the number, and then you can tell us what we're going to be talking about today. You or Fred can set it up for us, because I know you've been doing a lot of research on the stories we're going to be discussing today. All right, folks, here's the phone number to call us and make a pledge to Share-a-thon. As Ed just talked about what we are having planned, our plans to send you for helping us. Here's the phone number to reach us, 877-616-2396. Call, and when you call, you're ringing our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's where our national headquarters are located. So give us a call, and you'll be calling here. You're not calling Bangladesh or Greenland.
That's funny. That's the first time we ever mentioned Greenland.
I have mentioned Bangladesh.
Yeah.
And I'm nothing against the people of Bangladesh.
Right.
I'm sure they can answer phones just as well as Americans.
But if you're gonna call and give to American Family Radio, you need to talk to folks who live in America.
That's right.
Who live in America. That's right.
It says America. All right. Here's our phone number, 877-616-2396. Please call and be as generous as you possibly can. And our website is afr.net, afr.net. All right, Walker, go ahead. What are we discussing first?
Well, the past few days, and we've been trying to cover Share-a-thon and also give this some coverage, but there's two different scandals, I would say, going on with the FBI, our breaking news items. And they both involve Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State and presidential candidate. So we're going to try to break these down for our listeners and explain what's going on. Fred, do you mind leading the charge on that?
And why it's important.
Right. All right. Well, the first one is what President Trump tweeted out this morning. He wondered why fake news isn't covering the uranium scandal. Now, if you're just joining us for the first time in the last 48 hours, you may not know. If you depend on ABC, CNN, ABC, CBS for your news, shame on you, number one.
Right.
But you will not find this story, this uranium scandal story. It is absolutely incredible. It is.
And that's what the president was tweeting about.
And that's
he's tweeting about, you know, excuse me for interrupting, but you got this so-called Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. Involving my campaign, which all the media is in a frenzy about, which hasn't been anything reported of any, Robert Mueller's doing his investigation. But what the president's saying is, here we got real, tangible names, documents, places involving the Russians.
Money changing hands.
Millions and millions involving the Russians and the Clintons. And where are you, media? That's what he's saying, right?
Absolutely. Back in 2010. A deal was struck between the Obama administration, and very much involved with the deal was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and then Attorney General Eric Holder. And the deal was this. We would give over the United States, would give over 20% of our uranium supplies to the Russians. So that's the first layer of the onion. Let's dig down through this. The next part of all of this is the Russians were giving millions and millions and millions of dollars, some say over $100 million, to the Clinton Foundation.
This is a Russian company, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
At the same time. Furthermore, Bill Clinton was being paid $400,000, $500,000 for 35-minute speeches. Oh, please, someday I'd like to get a 35-minute speech and get $500,000.
To Russia.
To Russia.
Yeah,
What I'm saying is the speech he gave was not to Greenland.
No,
it was
Bangladesh.
To Bangladesh. Although I'm sure those people, they weren't willing to pay that much.
No,
but $500,000 for a speech to somebody in Russia.
Yeah.
Okay, so
right.
And the millions of dollars were going to the Clinton Foundation.
Yes,
right.
So,
which is known for their charitable work.
I think 10% of the work that they do
is
to charity. I think that's what they do.
Yeah. So Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, Attorney General Eric Holder at the time, they're actually on a committee that approves this deal to sell 20% of our uranium supplies to the Russians. Mm-hmm. Now, Peter Schweitzer is an investigative journalist. He was on Fox News. I just want to play, this will be cut number one, Brent. I just want to play a little bit so he kind of now begins to flesh out this story a little bit so you get the idea where all of this is going, folks.
As this deal was coming for approval in 2010, the Clinton Foundation received from 9 shareholders in this uranium company that was sold to the Russians. 9 of them all of a sudden decided they were going to donate large amounts of money to the Clinton Foundation, more than $145 million. And by the way, a lot of those donations were never declared publicly by the Clintons.
Right.
They were hidden. So it stinks in so many levels. Here's the other important national security implication, Tucker. This deal was predicated on the fact that when the Russians got control of this uranium, it would not be exported out of the United States.
Right.
That was part of the agreement. The New York Times has now reported that that's not true. Yellow cake from these uranium mines are being exported out of the United States, and we don't even really know where they're going.
Wow.
So, you understand what Peter Schweitzer is saying. Part of the deal was it wouldn't leave the United States, but now there's some of this missing.
Yeah.
Where is this? Have the Russians taken it? And by golly, could they be giving it to Iran, to North Korea? This is all happening. Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, they're basically the major players in approving this deal. While all this is going on, 2010, millions of dollars flowing into the Clinton Foundation. Bill Clinton getting $500,000 for a speech.
Why isn't that pay to play? on its face?
Well, it could be if there's an investigation and federal laws are cited, etc. But here's another thing to this. The Vancouver, Canada, mining mogul, Frank G-I-U-S-T-R-A, Gustra. This is from the New York Times in 2008, before they knew this was going to be a big scandal.
Not this morning.
No, this is not from the New York Times this morning. This is from 2008. This gentleman, Frank Gustra, who's a mining mogul who mines this uranium, is on the Clinton Foundation board of directors when this deal was struck. He donated $31 million to the Clinton Foundation just before this deal was struck, and then pledged $100 million more after the deal struck. So he's on this mining mogul is on the board of directors at the Clinton Foundation. Well, Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary Clinton, is the Secretary of State in charge of this uranium deal, and he's donating to the Clinton Foundation, the same foundation he's a board member of, while he's also the one who bought the uranium. His mining company bought the uranium.
Okay.
From the U.S.
So you're making... So all this... Now, yesterday at in the Senate, they had a hearing. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley from Iowa, Republican, held a hearing where he... I guess this is a periodic hearing that they bring the Attorney General of the United States, whoever it may be, Eric Holder,
update the
Loretta
Senate.
Lynch, yeah. now Jeff Sessions, and he has to come in and answer questions about what he's working on, what he's doing. This is part of government oversight and accountability. Well, yesterday, Senator Grassley asked Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, about what, Fred?
Ask him about this investigation, what's going on.
Is that what we're about to hear?
You're about to hear. That's cut number three.
What are you doing to find out how the Russian takeover of the American uranium was allowed to occur despite criminal conduct by the Russian company that the Obama administration approved to make the purchase?
Mr. Chairman, we will hear your concerns. The Department of Justice will take such actions as is appropriate, I know, without confirming or denying the existence of any particular investigation. I would say I hear your concerns, and they will be reviewed.
Is that standard? Is that a standard answer from an attorney general?
Yes.
You neither confirm nor deny an investigation.
But the senator had to ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think they probably did that to get that on the record.
Yeah.
So what do you make of all this, Fred?
What I make of all of this is that...
From a media standpoint and from a potentially a legal standpoint.
Well, I want to go back to something I said a few moments ago. It is absolutely amazing to me. This is a huge, huge story. All right. The email scandal story is bad enough. But this uranium story makes the email almost like the parking ticket story. All right.
And both of these are Hillary Clinton scandals.
Both of these.
Right.
The picture that we are left with at this point is that Hillary Clinton has Secretary of State, I have to believe with the blessing of her boss, President Barack Obama at the time, Attorney General Eric Holder was involved with this deal. She approves it, has money is flowing into the Clinton Foundation, of which she is a part of and never embarked from.
By the millions.
By the millions.
Yeah, Peter Schweitzer said $145 million.
Yeah.
And it came from nine shareholders of the Uranium One company.
Yeah.
And my understanding from Sandy Rios this morning is that the chairman of the board of this Russian company, did I get this right, is also a board member of the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, that's the Frank Gusta.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. And factor in that former President Bill Clinton got $500,000 for a 35-minute speech in Russia. Imagine if Donald Trump.
Oh my goodness!
Was a candidate or, and he got paid $500,000, or wasn't even a candidate. Let's say 5 years ago, he got paid $500,000 by the Russians to come and speak for 35 minutes.
Goodness, I just got to say before we get back to kind of jumped in here on Fred, but there's nothing that even a former president could say
I know.
That you would learn in a 35-minute speech that you couldn't learn anywhere else would be worth paying the guy $500,000.
Yeah. Somebody wants something.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, you're not getting information. You know, my understanding, he used to get $250,000. I thought that was outrageous. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton got $250,000 to make some speeches.
And somebody wants something.
Yeah, it's to me, and this would be true whether it was a Republican or a Democrat,
right.
If you're getting paid $500,000 for a speech, that is a way to give money to a campaign or blah, 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 blah.
Or to a person.
Or to a person that doesn't have to go through the regular Federal Elections Commission's checklist of appropriate.
Point. So you give 500 grand to former President Bill Clinton to come speak. And this, again, to Fred's characterization of this is, we are speculating, as the media won't even speculate for the most part about this. Yes, we're speculating, but you're speculating on facts that can't lead you to any other observation or conclusion that this was corrupt. This is what, I mean, you would have to be completely naive to think that the appearances even isn't there. You'd have to be completely naive to not believe the appearance is what it is.
And if it was a regular person, like one of us sitting in here in this studio, and the FBI began to question, and I said, well, I have a little foundation I set up over here. It doesn't really do much. And some people gave me $145 million, and then they got something that they wanted that I was in charge of. But I got to tell you, this is not a this for that. It's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
If it was one of us doing that, the FBI would say, I hope you enjoy your orange jumpsuit because you're going to prison for a long time.
Wait a minute. There is another whole chapter of this story that's unfolding.
Well, metaphor was layers to the onion.
Layers to the onion. Yeah. We'll stick with that.
Let me give the phone number
this
for Sherathon.
This onion has so many chapters
Let me give the phone number to the Sherathon, then chapter two.
Chapter two.
Fred Jackson will read to us chapter two. The Clinton Chronicles.
Mm.
All right, here's the phone number. If you want to donate millions of dollars to American Family Radio.
In exchange for
some wristbands and a children's DVD. We will be glad to be. We are for sale. I'm just telling you. You got millions of dollars.
A one-time gift of $150 or more. That would include $100 million.
Yes, it would add.
Is $150 or more.
So whatever, and all you got to do is say, I'm going to give millions of dollars, and the wristbands are, we'll overnight them.
We'll hand deliver them.
So there you go. If you want to give to American Family Radio and help us during our Share-a-thon, folks, we, in the grand scheme of things, we just po folk here. Okay. We're doing the work that the Lord's called us to do. Nobody's getting rich. We're just trying to do what the Lord's called us to do. We're trying to build Christian radio stations to inform the public about what's happening in our country and educate and encourage and equip the Christian community. That's our goal, and it's never changed. That's what we're going to continue to do. So if you believe in our mission here to do what I've just described, please help us and be as generous as you can. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That's our number here at American Family Radio. Give us a call. Let us hear from you. Last day of Share-a-thon. We won't be talking about our need for finances till the spring again. So here's the phone number, 877-616-2396, or on the internet at afr.net. We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back, and Fred will continue to give
peel,
us...
Peel the onion.
Peel the onion. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, the host of Truth For Life, heard each weekday morning at 11:30 Central here on AFR. We're really pleased to be one of the Bible teaching programs carried on AFR, and we want you to know that our mission is to teach the Bible with clarity and relevance so that unbelievers will be converted, believers will be established, and local churches strengthened. Let me remind you that your donation to AFR helps to make our broadcast possible. May I encourage you to give generously.
This is Alan calling from North Carolina. I rely on American Family Radio to a great extent to keep me abreast of what is going on in society. A few days ago, I met with one of the congressmen who was here in our town. And there were three other men who were with me. They were Christian leaders here in the community. But we were discussing some of the issues that are out in the public sector. And at the end of the meeting, the congressman remarked about how well informed we were about what was going on in society. That's one of the reasons why I am very happy to have my bank account drafted and with the support every month to the American Family Association.
This Share-a-thon, when you make a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you both a 10-pack of Keep Christ in Christmas wristbands and a copy of Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3.
Wow! I can't believe this!
It's true. For a monthly pledge of $30 or more, you'll get a copy of the award-winning Ryan DeFrady's and the Courageous Scaredy Cat.
You've got to be kidding me!
No kidding! American Family Studios is producing safe, uplifting children's entertainment, and the industry is recognizing their quality. International Christian Visual Media said this episode is the best children's video of 2017. And Ryan DeFrady said,
"Freeze, you plundering primates!"
Okay, that was unexpected. Of course, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you the wristbands. But for a $30 monthly pledge, you'll get both. Call 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Thank you for supporting American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness. The American Family Association has existed for 40 years due to the faithfulness of God. As He is faithful, may we be faithful. Call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Proclaiming God's faithfulness. That's our theme during our Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness. We do believe, folks, in the God of the Bible. That's, in today's world, you got to tell people what God you're talking about. When you mention God, a lot of people just, have different views of what God is. We're talking about the God of the Bible, and that's the God we trust in, and also known as Yahweh, right, and Jehovah, two other names for God, the God we're talking about, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus, Paul, and Peter. Of course, Jesus was himself God in flesh. Well, that's what we're doing every day. We're talking about that God, that Bible, and how a biblical worldview applies to us as modern-day Christians, especially us here in America. We do care about what's happening with our brothers and sisters around the world, but America is a very important place to keep freedom alive and to... many missionaries, most missionaries are sent out from the USA. And we certainly don't want to lose our religious freedom here at home. So we're fighting to protect that as well. So that's what we do every day. Gives you an idea of what we do here at American Family Radio. And we do so without apology. And for that, we're often criticized and unfairly presented in the media and other places as being something we're not. We don't hate anybody. We proclaim the love of Christ. But when you do so, then you're often misrepresented by the people in the liberal media as being, quote, a hate group or, something like that. Which is a mischaracterization of us. If you listen to us any time at all, you know that's true. But those people don't care. They're only there to try to discredit our message. And so that's what we have to contend with on a spiritual basis, and in the newspaper, so to speak. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. That's this hour and a half we do from 10:05 to 11:30 every day here on American Family Radio. But we're in our Share-a-thon, our fall Share-a-thon. So 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, we tell you that we have financial needs that need to be met. And you respond. And praise God for all those who have already responded on Tuesday and Wednesday. And already this morning, let me just thank a couple people here. Chris in Fitzgerald, Georgia. Carrie in Cherokee, Alabama. Harry in Richardson, Texas. Robert in Richlands, North Carolina. We really are American Family Radio. Listen to all these states that I'm calling out. Denver in Columbus, Ohio. Larry in Arlington, Tennessee. Carolyn in Houston, Texas. Jerry in Kanab, Utah. In Kanab, Utah. Marty in Madison, Alabama. John in Shreveport, Louisiana. Clint in Fulton, Kentucky. By the way, we got a new station on the air in Lexington, Kentucky. Been on the air about 6 months. And Hazel. Hazel was calling in from, let's see where Hazel was calling in from. Normandy, Tennessee. Normandy, Tennessee. So just a few names of the thousands of people who have called in over the Share-a-thon and made a pledge and said they believe in the mission of American Family Radio. If you believe in our mission, you want to make a financial contribution to our ministry, please go to this. Please call this phone number, 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. Or go to the website afr.net, afr.net. Well, for just a couple of minutes, I do want to go to one of our broadcast partners, and that is Jan Markell with the show Understanding the Times, which airs on Saturday and Sunday here on American Family Radio. Very popular program with our listeners, and Jan's on with us once a week, usually, joining us from the Twin Cities in the great state of Minnesota. And Jan, good morning to you.
Well, thank you for having me. Great to be a part of the Share-a-thon, too.
Hey, did any of the Russians give millions of dollars to your foundation in the last few years, Jan? Would that be a no, or are you stalling?
Well, because the Palestinians did.
Oh, they did? They gave you millions? I'm sure that happened. Yeah. I'm sure that happened. Yeah.
Hey, Jan. I don't know how it happened, but they relented and they became our friends.
Okay. All righty then. Hey, Jan, I want to ask you, we're having our Share-a-thon here, and you've often remarked about the listeners to Understanding the Times, your program, that tune in and listen to your show on American Family Radio. You want to talk about that?
Well, we love our AFR listeners. I've said on your Share-a-thons before, and I don't say this to be patronizing. Your AFR listeners are tuned in, but it's tuned in to the issues of the day. But that's because you folks feature issues of the day, and that's not to denigrate any other station or network. But I do think that for some reason, I think the kind of broadcasting you're doing. Featuring the talk shows that you do, even your today's issues, you're bringing up the issues of the day. You're discussing them. You're presenting the various sides. You are obviously presenting the biblical perspective, which is the only perspective that's all we can talk about, because it's what the Bible says that makes sense. It's what man says is going to be all confused. So if we stick to what the Bible says, and that's what you're doing, that's what Understanding the Times is doing, and I think it's doing a great service to the Christian community, and I don't say that to cast any attention on me, but to thank you for the platform that you folks provide.
Absolutely. What are you going to be talking about this weekend with your guest?
I've got to give that. I'm going to be presenting. I'm presenting. This is very different this coming weekend, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to sound conspiratorial, but it isn't, really. I made a new DVD on where the New World Order might fit into Bible prophecy, because Nimrod was the first globalist way back 5,000 years ago, and then ever since Nimrod, men have come along and organizations that have tried to undo the Lord's millennial kingdom, which is a one-world system, godly one, but this is an evil world system that has been trying to sort of upend that for about 5,000 years, and they give the history of it, who's involved, all the way up too, including, if I dare say, even George Soros and how he might play into it. But it's from a biblical perspective. It's extremely popular and extremely interesting, if I do say so myself. And I think it reveals that, I hate to say it, but the devil isn't as cunning as he thinks, because he is trying to foist upon the world sort of an Orwellian world order. Well, God has the last say, because his world order is the millennial kingdom, and that's what we're ultimately shooting for. So the story has kind of a troubling beginning, going back to Nimrod, going through the various organizations right up to modern time, and but ultimately the Lord is the victor.
What time does the program air here on AFR on Saturdays and Sundays so folks can tune in?
Saturday, 1 Central, Sunday, noon Central.
I know a lot of people race out to their cars after church.
Yeah.
Who live in the Central time zone to try to get the first, get there before Jan's show comes on at 12:05.
Most of them are Palestinians, too.
Right. Sure. Hey, we love the Palestinians, too. You know,
we do. Well, they need the gospel, and some of them have it.
Yeah, exactly. We love the Jews, the Palestinians, whites, blacks, people from Greenland,
Bangladesh.
And Bangladesh. The Lord loves them all. And
he
wants
does.
Them all to
he
repent.
Really does.
Turn That's to right. him. Jan, thanks so much for your time and your ministry. We're grateful to partner with you. And
thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
That's Jan Markell. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Ed, tell people the number, then back to Fred's Onion.
Okay. All right. The number to call, folks, if you would like to help us continue our programming on American Family Radio, this is our Proclaiming God's Faithfulness Fall Share-a-thon. The number to give, if you want to give, is 877-616-2396. This is the last day of Share-a-thon. So really, today is your last day to participate in our Fall Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net.
Fred.
All right. Let's get down into the onion further, because it begins to stink even more, this deal. So
it's a rotten onion.
Yeah.
Give us 15 seconds of reset for those who are just now joining us. What are we talking
2010,
about?
2010, Obama administration led by Hillary Clinton and, according to reports, Attorney General Eric Holder, they make a deal with the Russians to sell 20% of the American uranium supply to the Russians. At the same time, the Clinton Foundation is getting tens of millions of dollars from the Russians on this, and Bill Clinton's getting $500,000 for a speech at the same time. Now, here's the other part of all of this, and we want to give credit where credit is due. The Hill, which is a Washington-based, left-leaning news organization, along with Fox News, along with Circa News, Sarah Carter there. They've been doing the foot soldier work on this story, folks. But here's how The Hill put it, the first paragraph. Before the Obama administration approved this deal in 2010, the FBI had gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Putin's atomic energy business inside the United States. All right, so here's the picture. This deal is going on. But what the FBI was finding out was these kickbacks, these millions of dollars being exchanged, money going into the Clinton Foundation, the FBI was becoming aware of this. Now, you may ask right away, okay, the FBI was aware of this, why weren't people arrested? I mean, this is quid pro quo. This has got criminal charges all over it, allegedly, for the people involved. Well, guess what? Nothing was done. Here's what's interesting. Robert Mueller, the man now charged with investigating the alleged Russian involvement in the election and supposed collusion with the Trump administration, he was the FBI director at the time. So he would have known this investigation is going on. Plus, there was an insider giving FBI information. He, according to these reports, the successor to the Attorney General Eric Holder was Loretta Lynch. She apparently had a meeting with this insider, and he was told, keep your mouth shut. Mm-hmm. Don't say anything about this. So this deal was being made. FBI was aware of everything that was going on, and the FBI was told, keep your mouth shut.
Now some of the Russians got prison.
Yes.
Or you're talking about on the American side.
Yeah, right. The American had to be a scapegoat.
Yeah. One or two of the Russians, I believe, reached a plea deal.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then the FBI, though, you know, with something of that magnitude, usually a press conference, announcing charges, et cetera. But a year later, they did it like a one-paragraph press release. Yeah. Very vague, vague charges. Mm-hmm. It was one charge. It was a plea.
I even think the plea deal, at this point, even the plea bargain looks corrupt. Mm-hmm. It looks very light. It's very light sentence. Because it looks like this Russian company wanted this deal done. It makes it look like these Russians were charged with bribery and money laundering and all that. Mm-hmm. But they're saying, listen, we got to punish somebody.
Right.
But we're going to give you a plea deal. I mean, the whole thing looks
corrupt. And you would think that if the FBI is having to investigate a deal that the U.S. is involved in, that it would automatically at least freeze the deal. Until all the corruption's rooted out.
Good point. And so you say, well, if there's a bribery scandal here, somebody has to be the recipient of the bribe.
Right.
So why would the FBI not pursue that? Why would they tell the informant that is, feeding them the information to make the arrests on the Russian side of this equation, why make the informant be quiet?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, related to this. Clinton Foundation is it still doing its charitable work around the world now?
I'm not sure. I know they had some. I'm serious. They had some layoffs after the election. They laid off a lot of employees. I'm not sure to what extent they're doing the work.
I asked that tongue in cheek. I think they shut down.
I'll look that up.
But here's my point. Bringing this whole thing up. If the Clinton Foundation was such a wonderful outfit, then they should be booming now because Hillary Clinton has a lot more time to dedicate to fundraising.
Right.
Yeah.
This is from June. It says the Clinton Foundation is not shutting down. This is from factcheck.org.
Okay. Because Chelsea Clinton still works there.
Okay. Here's my point. If they hadn't. There was rumors of them just shutting down. Do you remember that?
Well, and I think they did have some layoffs and
because,
stuff. Well, the money had dried up.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I
could it be that because
Hillary
lost,
didn't win,
and had no longer had the authority and power over things that the people who gave to the Clinton Foundation wanted back from the United States government?
Well, you're cynical. You're so cynical, Tim.
I don't know, just speculating.
Maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
Who thinks this way? Anyway, there was talk of the Clinton Foundation shutting down because...
Well, this is saying that Rush Limbaugh falsely said it was disbanded.
Okay.
When he was talking... So I think maybe that's where it started. This is factcheck.org. I don't know if it's reputable.
Have you fact-check?
You told me to look it up, and that was the first thing that popped up.
You got it off the internet, right?
Yeah, got it off the internet, so I'm pretty sure it's true.
You can count on that, then.
Yeah.
This is a Politico article in September of 2016, just 2 months before the election. The headline is Clinton Foundation to lay off dozens of staff.
Right. Well, anyway, so they downsized. My point is, here's the point is, all these people that gave all these millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation who were involved in this uranium deal, and while she was Secretary of State and could approve or deny the sale to the Russians, that all looks terrible. I mean, it certainly deserves a thorough investigation by the government, but the problem is the government's got a lot of people, Walker's named and Fred's named, who are still in places of high
I left out one name, and this is an important name. While this was going on, Rod Rosenstein was the U.S. attorney at that time. And guess he's now deputy attorney general.
Yeah, I was also going to, and I know our listeners are going, wow, my head's exploding here with information. There's also, and we just kind of mentioned it at the beginning, there's a national security issue involved here too. As Peter Schweizer said on Tucker Carlson last night, the deal with this Russian company that bought the uranium was that no yellowcake uranium would leave the country. Now, I looked up yellowcake uranium. I thought this was what it was, but wasn't quite sure. But in the process of processing uranium, the ore, the mineral, yellowcake uranium is a byproduct. It's part of the process, and it can be used in the preparation of uranium fuel for nuclear reactors. And further processing can yield weapons-grade uranium suitable for nuclear weapons. So this company has said now, we're not sure where all of it went. Now, maybe they'll find it. You know, maybe maybe some guy has it in his locker. I don't know. You know, or mistakenly, maybe it's at the, you know, the... I'm not going to make any more cynical comments.
Greenland or Bangladesh.
But what happens if this wound up going to Iran or North Korea?
It's in a bunker in Iran or maybe it's in North Korea.
Maybe it's at the Rose Law Firm. You know, the Clintons used to have that.
Well,
some of their records there.
So this is a huge story. President Trump talked about it this morning. He's wanting to know, where are you, media? You're covering me on Russia tampering with the collusion with the election. Which there's no proof of that.
But now allegedly being being Donald Trump being mean to the widow of a soldier who died.
Yeah. Which there's no recording of the phone call. Mm-hmm. And as I said earlier, Alex is with us. Mm-hmm. Maybe save that for the next half hour. But here's the thing with this story today about President Trump and this widow of this fallen soldier, which is making news. And I guess she claims that President Trump was disrespectful to her in the phone call.
Well, the story is being led by this Democrat from Florida.
Miami. The one who wears the cowboy hat?
The one who wears the cowboy
hat. The colorful cowboy hat. People in Texas would say that's not a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
But anyway, it looks like a cowboy. It's a cowgirl hat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she wears that. And she's the one, I forgot her name, she's the one claiming that one of her constituents. Okay, what happened then?
And she's claiming that she was in the car with
Her name is Congresswoman Frederica Wilson.
Okay, what did she say?
One with the cowboy hat. She said she was in the car that was going to the airport where the widow's husband's body was delivered.
Okay.
And while they were driving to the airport, President Trump phoned the widow and that it was on speakerphone. To give his condolences. And the story has been that he said to the widow, well, he knew what he was doing when he signed up. But it still hurts.
Right, is what...
It still hurts. But they are classifying that comment, the way they're framing it, as being cold and indifferent to this widow. And so that is what you're finding, folks, on the headlines today.
Yeah, that's what CNN...
Let me tell you something about that. I read that story and I've been watching a little bit about it. Think about this for just a minute. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, would get on a phone call that he's got scheduled to talk to the widow of one of our brave soldiers who died in this attack in, where was it?
Niger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By, I guess...
It was ambush.
Ambush. And there's an investigation as to how that happened and why that happened going on. So the president gets on the phone with and calls this widow. And she claims that he's being disrespectful of her. There's no recording of the phone call. My question would be, do you really think that whatever you may think of President Trump, do you really think he would get on the phone and knowing his own with a widow of a soldier, and takes the time, first of all, to set up the phone call to call her, and then he's intentionally disrespectful or in some way rude or mean-spirited on a phone call with a widow of a soldier? He knows he's talking to a woman who's grieving. Do you really think that he would do something like that on purpose? You see what I'm saying? And it's kind of odd to me that this family and this congresswoman who's speaking for them, I guess, would want to make that public. If you got off the phone with the President of the United States, who would call you to express condolences for your loss and to thank you for your husband's service to the country, and even if you said, if you got off the phone and he said, well, he said something that didn't sound right to me or sounded disrespectful, would your first inclination be to say, I appreciate him calling. I didn't know what he meant by that exactly, but anyway.
Go public with it?
Anyway, we've got other things to worry about, like, you know, planning my husband's services. Mm-hmm. I've got family to deal with. Would you think, you know what? I just got off the phone with him. He called me. He's President Trump. I think I'm going to tell the world that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, now, Fred. I think that this story came out after, maybe I'm wrong on this, but after President Trump said something about President Obama not calling families.
Yes, is
that the chronology?
That's correct.
So it is possible that this...
So I'm incorrect on my timeline.
Well, I don't know, but I think it may be an explanation that the widow said, well, now, wait a second, if he's going to go after President Obama, then I'm going public.
Okay, well, in that case, I retract.
And I
retract exactly how I played out that scenario, because it wouldn't have, my scenario wouldn't exactly apply in the same way if, in fact, it was her response to.
I think that's the way the chronology plays out.
Okay. Well, in that case,
I don't think the widow is leading the charge.
No, it's the politician.
That's probably true.
It's
as well.
The congresswoman, Frederica Wilson.
She's keeping the.
She was in the car. She decided to make all this public.
Yep. She stoked the fire. She politicized the widow's
husband's then
death.
You know what? I shouldn't have said the way I said it then. I didn't fully understand.
Well, you're going on what you thought was the chronology of it, and you don't get a phone call and immediately.
Right. So she didn't do that. The widow didn't do that. But the person who's in the car with her, the congresswoman, who's I guess a personal friend of theirs, or.
No.
Whatever, huh? Yeah,
just a representative.
She's the one that went public in saying that President Trump talked disrespectfully to the widow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you are naturally suspicious of the liberal media every day because they attack the president every day. Now, he does fight back sometimes, but they attack him every single day, and so you get this kind of mindset I just expressed. Well, wonder how they're out to get him today. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is my theory on why this Democrat decided to publicly expose what is typically a private conversation that is not politicized.
The congresswoman?
Yes. When a soldier passes away, the president sometimes calls spouses and family members, and that's usually not turned into a political event like the media is doing it. Whether something said that could have been said better or not, that's usually a private conversation, maybe share with family or friends. But this congresswoman, her voting record is not very good when it comes to military and vets. These are standalone bills. These are not big bills that have a bunch of things attached. There's like 10 Veterans Affairs bills over the past 3 years that she's voted against all of them. The VA Accountability Act and Whistleblower Accountability Act. Nope, she voted against all these bills that would protect military vets.
And this is Wilson, Congresswoman,
yes. And now she claims to be a champion of.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, of the vets. I got you. Well, it's sad. The tragedy is that we've lost those soldiers too.
Yeah,
that's right.
We lost those soldiers. But I just do not believe for one minute that President Trump would call a widow of a fallen soldier and intentionally be rude or mean-spirited to her in any way. I just don't believe that to be the case. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more news here on AFR.